Am I on? There we go. Reminds me of the story of the bishop who stood up and said at the beginning of their sermon, "There's something wrong with this microphone," to which everyone automatically went, "And also with you." Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. That hallelujah shines through. Broken mics, notwithstanding, and technical gaffes, we are still here to proclaim hallelujah. Now, you know Leonard got it, our great Canadian poet emeritus. Leonard got it when he sang. Okay, I sang last week, so I'm going to try again this week. "And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah." In a world that feels kind of cold and broken, hallelujah still shines through. Leonard gets it, and so do we. Even as we see those on the streets who continue to be vilified and excluded, and many struggle with trauma and the loss of friends and family, even as we hear of wars and violence and bloodshed, even as governments worldwide lurch into dictatorship, nationalism, populism, even as prejudice and oppression and polarization seem to inform our politics and our institutions, even in the face of that, we proclaim, hallelujah. Or as the funeral rite says, the beautiful funeral rite, even at the grave, we make our song, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Our alleluia acknowledges the broken, but it does not allow it to define us. The world we are given is filled with beauty and wonder. It's a world bursting with life and vitality. A world where flowers grow through the cracked concrete and where love continues to be shown even in the most difficult of circumstances, even when trying to turn the page. Our alleluia is defiant. It is an act of rebellion. A word that says death does not have the final say. Death does not win. As another poet, not Leonard, English metaphysical poet John Donne writes, "Death, be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. For those whom thou think'st thou dost overthrow, die not, poor death, nor yet canst thou kill me. From rest and sleep, which but thy pictures be, much pleasure, then from thee much more must flow, and soonest our best men with thee do go. Rest of their bones and souls' delivery, thou art slave to fate, chance, kings, and desperate men, and dost with poison, war, and sickness dwell, and poppy or charms can make us sleep as well. And better than thy stroke, why swell'st thou then? One short sleep we wake eternally, and death shall be no more. Death, thou shalt die." Alleluia is the shout of love that says that the love which, to quote another Canadian singer, St. Bruce of Cockburn, "The love that fires the sun will keep us burning. That love is stronger than death. And having passed through death, we are given the promise of life." Alleluia says we acknowledge and we know pain. We have been through Good Friday. But we do not live there. We live the new life. It says that like Jesus, we carry the wounds in our hands and sides, but that's not the end of the story. Our Alleluia does not pretend that all is well. It acknowledges that at some time there will be a cold and broken Alleluia, but that it's still an Alleluia. I'm going to try again. You say I took the name in vain. I don't even know the name. But if I did, well, really, what's it to ya? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter what you heard. The holy or the broken Alleluia. Holy. Oh, thank you. Having this kind of mic makes it feel more like karaoke. I will say that sometimes we have the holy and the broken Alleluia. We find it in unexpected places. When Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women went to the tomb, they did not expect to find it empty. They did not expect to be the first to declare that everything had changed, that new life was here, that Jesus was alive. Even if they were ignored by all except Peter, and I could talk about that for a long while, they were the first to encounter resurrection life, this new breaking in of life, of the power of love. We know that our Alleluia is not yet complete, that work needs to be done before the fullness of God's life is present in our world. But the Alleluia says that work will be done. In partnership with the divine, we will do it. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. We pray day by day, week by week, not just as an empty hope, but as part of our commitment to the renewal of all creation in partnership with the divine. Alleluia is where we say we will reconnect with one another, with the earth, and with God. It's where we commit to that expression of shalom that we heard in our reading from the prophet Isaiah. A world where people are connected to the creation, to one another, and to their own work in a way that brings fulfillment and fullness. Alleluia is where we commit to a world where the lion and the lamb shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. It's where the activity of the divine joins with the work of our hands to create a place of love, faith, peace, and justice. Alleluia is not a phrase we should utter without recognizing its power. When we declare Alleluia, it's more than just its literal translation, which means praise ye God. It's a way of saying that we live within the resurrection life. And we seek to make the resurrection and all it means real. And in whatever way we can, in the way we act and the way we live. Alleluia, death does not have the final word. Alleluia, empire does not have the final word. Alleluia, exploitation, oppression, exclusion do not have the final word. Love has the final word, and the word is. Alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.